Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Remember Daniel in the lion's den. He was there, for he would not bow to men. There's no doubt or denying God shut up the mouths of the lions when he heard his servants cry. The Lord is my strength. The Lord in his power is my strength, day by day and every hour. The Lord is my strength. The Lord in his power is my strength, day by day and every hour. Every day and every hour. Remember we were all dead in our sins. Our sins were buried when Lord Jesus rose again. When Satan comes like a flood, cry out to him who shed his own blood that we might reign with him on high. The Lord is my strength. The Lord in his power is my strength, day by day and every hour. The Lord is my strength. The Lord in his power is my strength, day by day and every hour. Every day and every hour. Every day and every hour. Every day and
thank you. Some people try to measure God's love by things they own, like clothes, cars, and money, the size of their home. But if all that I had was taken away, would that mean He loves me less than yesterday? And what about the millions with nowhere to sleep? Precious little children, less fortunate than me. Well, I know that Jesus loves them the same as He loves me. For He proved His love for everyone when He died on Calvary. God said, I love you. Each time the hammer fell on three rusty nails, He said, I love you.
I can hear Him
as He was crucified, as He bowed His head and died for a world that was lost.
God said, I love you with an old rugged cross.
I'm glad the Bible teaches, for God so loved world. That means every man and woman, every boy and girl. Jesus said, no, I won't lose them. I will pay the cost. So if you want to view God's love for you, look at the cross. God said, I love you. Each time the hammer fell, He said, I love you.
I can hear Him
as He was crucified, as He bowed His head and died for a world that was lost.
God said, I love you with an old rugged cross.
For God so as He bowed His head and died for a world that was lost.
God said, I love you with an old rugged cross. God said,
I love you.
Desire.
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
When I fear my faith will fail, Christ will hold me fast. When the tempter would prevail, he will hold me fast. I could never keep my hope through life's fearful path, for my love is often cold. He must hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast.
Those he says are his delight, Christ will hold me fast. Precious in his holy sight, he will hold me fast. He'll not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last, bought by him at such a cost. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold
satisfied, he will hold me fast. Raised with him to endless life, he will hold me fast. Till our faith is turned to sight, when he comes at last, he will hold me fast.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Savior waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore by and by. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed.
spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessings of rest.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore by and by.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore by and by.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on the beautiful shore.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Coincidence? Not Likely. Miracle? Absolutely. Psalm 147 verse 5 reads, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." It was January 1949. I would soon be leaving my home in Trinidad, West Indies, to attend Oakwood College, now Oakwood University. I had learned from a friend that I had a family in Harlem, New York. He gave me the business address of one of my uncles so I could look him up. I departed by ship from Trinidad with a final destination of Boston, Massachusetts. The plan was to visit my uncle in Harlem for a time before taking a train to Oakwood. However, having lost the address, I didn't know exactly where his shop was located. I didn't know how to contact him, as home phones were not yet common and my uncle didn't have one. Call it the naivety of youth, but I decided to keep going. I took a train from Boston to Central Station in New York City. During that trip, I engaged in a conversation with a young man whose destination was also Harlem. We decided to split the fare for a cab. When he reached his destination, 145th Street and 8th Avenues, he got out of the cab, and I decided to get out too. Why not? I had no conception of the size of Harlem. I started walking, not knowing where I was going, and was surprised after walking only a couple of blocks to see my uncle's tailor shop on the corner of 147th and 8th Avenue. Anyone who knows New York City might have thought this young man was out of his mind. What were the chances? Clearly, without divine intervention, finding my uncle's place would have been like looking for a needle in a haystack. A reflection associated with this story comes from Ministry of Healing, page 479. Too many, in planning for a brilliant future, make an utter failure. Let God plan for you. As a little child, trust to the guidance of Him who will keep the feet of His saints. 1 Samuel 2:9. God never leads His children otherwise than they would choose to be led if they could see the end from the beginning and discern the glory of the purpose which they are fulfilling as co-workers with Him. This story, entitled Coincidence? Not likely. Miracle? Absolutely. It was written by Hugh C. Shorey of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Hugh retired from his graphic arts business, Justo Services, and now lives with his daughter, Debbie Young, in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's good to be with you again today, folks, to share a poem that I've written. My name is William Ackland, and this particular poem is about a mysterious quality that Christians need in their lives, and it is entitled Faith. At peace with thee, though often clouds may cover winter's sky and darken sun's warm and cheering ray, I cannot see the path ahead, but faith's discerning eye can pierce the gloom and in the far beyond discerns the one who'll guide me in his way. I'm trusting thee, though some may often doubt and question why, it is enough for me to serve and pray. Just trusting thee for wisdom now and for the will to try. In trusting and in doing, doubts are gone, and in their place, new faith has come to stay. I'll rest in thee. Amid the resting ways of foe and friend, no boon or bane can turn my steps astray at rest in thee. And with the resting, trust him to the end of this earth sojourn, be it short or long, faith's eyes will see my faith's reality.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.